Friday. So the nation turns its lonely eyes to Steve Doolin. Well, maybe not the nation, but hell, we do. Steve Doolin, an attorney, a broker, a good guy, a gun owner, and God bless him. We just love having him. Doolin, how are you?
Not bad, Gruber. Much better after that warm intro. Thank you.
Well, I figured I'd fuzz you up a little bit, you know, get you all happy.
Yeah.
Working. You know, so many things to talk about, but, you know, we've clubbed impeachment like a baby seal. So is that a terrible thing to say?
No.
All right, just checking. But I want to focus a little bit on Virginia, the state of Virginia, because your expertise oftentimes lies in firearm law, correct? I mean, that's what you teach and talk about as a professor, correct?
Well, that's true.
And in Virginia, the courts redrew the districts, the voting districts, and the Democrats, as a result of that, won enough seats to take control of Virginia's both houses. And, of course, they have Governor Blackface there, Northam. And there's a dozen bills being pushed through in Virginia that will possibly outlaw all semi-automatic guns, create registration, create red flag laws. Virginia could be the petri dish of what Democrats and liberals really want when it comes to gun control. And I match that with what Michael Bloomberg's out talking about running for president. And you say, good Lord, that's frightening. What do you make of all this?
Well, as I often say, the forces of evil and stupidity never rest. If your government wants to disarm the general population, it's because they're about to do something for which they should be shot. And that's what's going on. We've got people who are totalitarian thinkers trying to disarm the general population under the guise of enhancing safety. The data is in. Gun control does not enhance safety. Gun control is the criminal's best friend. We know this. It's a failed policy of the past. And you've got these people like Bloomberg and like the new legislature in Virginia who keep doubling down on not just stupidity, but evil. That's the position I've arrived at after years of thinking and writing on this subject. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself. They don't think you have a right to defend yourself. They think that you should just give your soul up to the government, to whatever whim occurs to whoever happens to be sitting in any given office. It's frightening. It's not a surprise to those of us who have been paying attention, but it looks like the battle is joined now.
Well, let me ask you this. It seems to me like it's a political loser, and what I mean by that is the Democrats have been stealthy about this for a long time. They've snuck up here and there. They've nibbled around the edges, and they've made, you know, little inroads here and there without going and tried to get things to the courts in the hopes of winning at the Supreme Court where they could say, oh, gosh, you know, we didn't really want that to happen, but look what happened to the Supreme Court. Isn't that, well, we'll just go with that. Isn't it great? But if they do this in Virginia, Steve, then they're going to basically step out and admit the truth in the bright light of day and say, here's what we really want is when it comes to gun control, and here's what we're really going to do. Right. And so when they do that, then there's no secret anymore. You can go to the rest of the country. And I mean, you look at Bloomberg, what he's talking about. Get rid of all semi-automatic weapons. Create a registration system where you'd have to buy a registration permit, basically. Then they'll do a different background check. And then you're registered. Then you can buy a gun, but never more than one a month. And all these other things that they're talking about with Bloomberg. Right. And so but they expose themselves for what they are. That doesn't sell.
Well, here's hoping, I mean, as far as some of these proposals, I'm not that concerned ultimately because, Heller uses the in common use standard, and certainly semi-automatics, the technology is well over 100 years old. They are in common use. So that doesn't worry me nearly as much as these red flag laws do. This has got anybody who's paying attention in a near panic because there's a new twist. You know, I've often said red flag laws don't pass the internal logic check. Because what are you doing? You're upsetting someone who you also claim is a danger to himself or others, but not enough of a danger to himself or others to actually have him committed. You know, we've already got mechanisms in place to handle dangerous people. The red flag law uses a lower standard, and the cops will come over to your house and take your guns. But there's another twist that has been brought up recently. What if you don't actually own any guns and I call in a red flag on you? Now what? Now the cops get to search your place. And if you've ever seen a home that's been searched by police officers, it's not left in a good order.
I never considered that. I never considered the possibility that someone would call in a red flag on a guy that doesn't actually own any guns.
Right.
I mean, what a great way.
Nothing to happen to see. Now, here's the one I just read about this last night, and I wish I knew the author of the article so I could give him or her credit. But what if while they're searching for guns, they find your mom's leftover oxycodone that she let you have because you busted a tooth? Now you got two felony arrests, because once the cops are in your house, anything they see is fair game.
That's fascinating. I never really considered that. But talking about dealing from the bottom of the deck, you want to get even with somebody. You've got a dispute, right? Whatever the dispute is. So you pull a card from the bottom of the deck and you throw it out there, and there it is. Bam.
Now, listen, we've already seen one of these happen. It wasn't necessarily a person with no guns, but it certainly looks retaliatory. You got a couple individuals engaged in a lawsuit with one another. The issue is not important, but you've got a plaintiff and a defendant. Well, guess what? One of these parties called in a red flag on the opposite party just to gain an advantage in litigation.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, no, that's wow. Man, you guys, you lawyers, you think differently. I'm just telling you. But I see that as being a very dangerous.
Oh, frightening.
Yeah, dangerous situation. All right. Doolin, greatly appreciate it. I'm going to go back to my Christmas tree and feel better about myself. Doolin, I greatly appreciate it. I hope your family's doing well. I feel like I haven't talked to you in a month, but I hope all is well.
We are well. Thanks for asking. And, enjoy the Christmas spirit zen over the weekend.
There you go.
Get rid of some of these thoughts.
There you go. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm going to say it. Merry Christmas. All right, Doolin.
Merry Christmas.
Talk soon. There you have it. Steve Doolin, everybody, laying out an eloquent argument about the concerns of gun control. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show.